During the last school year, the district withheld more than $3 million in local property tax revenue from its startup charter schools to help pay for its unfunded pension liability. But now APS will have to pay the charter schools the money. That's after justices ruled subtracting those funds from local tax money distributed to the startup schools violates Georgia's Charter Schools Act of 1988. In the court's opinion, Chief Justice Hugh Thompson said, the school system is without authority or discretion to deduct the unfunded pension expense. Attorney Rocco Testani represented charter schools in the case.
APS was seeking to impose this pension liability on schools that had absolutely nothing to do with the pension plan in the first place. So not only was it contrary to state law, but it was unfair.
Meanwhile, APS did not say whether it plans to ask the state's high court to reconsider, but says it's reviewing the ruling. In a statement, APS Superintendent Errol Davis says he's disappointed with the decision because it perpetuates a funding inequity to the detriment of traditional school students. Michelle Worth, WABE News.